Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Acts 5, 1 to 11. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Then some young men came forward, wrapped up his body, and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her, Tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land? Yes, she said, that is the price. Peter said to her, How could you conspire to test the Spirit of the Lord? Listen, the feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also. At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in and, finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events. My theme for reflection is when the mask falls off the truth that God sees, when the mask falls off the truth that God sees. I once joked that if social media had existed in Bible times, Ananias and Sapphira would have had the most impressive ministry couple page on Facebook. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag generosity goals. Hashtag sold our land for Jesus. They would have posted smiling photos with the apostles, hats and halos in the background. The problem, of course, is that God does not scroll through our highlights. He sees the drafts we never post. Acts 5, 1 to 11 is one of the most sobering stories in Scripture. It shocks us because it feels so abrupt and so severe. A couple gives money to the church, lies about the amount, and drops dead, first the husband, then the wife. It is not a passage you will find on many coffee mugs, but perhaps it is one we need to revisit in a world where image often outruns integrity. The early church was exploding with growth, unity, and generosity. At the end of Acts 4, we meet Barnabas, who sells land and donates the proceeds to support those in need. Then comes the next chapter, introduced with a jarring but a man named Ananias with his wife Sapphira did something that looked similar on the outside, but was rotten on the inside. They sold their property, kept part of the profit, and pretended they had given it all. They did not have to lie. The issue was not their offering, but their deception. They wanted the reputation of holiness without the cost of honesty. We might ask, wasn't this punishment too harsh? But the text is not about divine cruelty. It is about divine clarity. At the very birth of the church, God was reminding his people that he builds on truth, not pretense. The problem was not just greed, it was hypocrisy. They wore spiritual masks in a community meant to be marked by transparency and grace. And if we are honest, that mask still fits too many of us today. How often do we perform faith instead of living it? How often do we make generosity a spectacle rather than a secret? How often do we pray for revival but resist repentance? We craft the illusion of spirituality, public smiles hiding private fractures, forgetting that God's gaze sees through the filters. Let me ask, in which areas of your life are you wearing a mask? Where have you been casting your nets of devotion, but catching nothing because deceit hides beneath the surface? Could it be that, like Ananias, you have been presenting edited versions of yourself to God and to others, hoping that partial obedience will pass for faithfulness? The philosopher Soren Kierkegaard once warned, "Purity of heart is to will one thing. To live with a divided will, one part seeking God and the other seeking approval, is to live with spiritual dissonance. Ananias and Sapphira wanted the applause of men and the acceptance of God. But those two audiences rarely clap for the same performance. Yet even in this terrifying story, grace whispers through the fear. Peter's confrontation isn't cruelty, it is mercy. God exposes what we hide not to humiliate us, but to heal us. The sudden deaths of Ananias and Sapphira remind us that sin kills long before the body falls. It corrodes the soul, distorts community, and poisons trust. The church cannot thrive on deception. The spirit will not dwell in pretense." What this means for us today is clear. Holiness cannot be outsourced to performance. The church is not a theater for sins, but a workshop for sinners who are learning to tell the truth. God's desire is not perfection, but purity, a life that refuses to pretend. When we remove our masks before Him, He does not strike us down. He raises us up. Two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways have you been tempted to appear more spiritual, generous, or faithful than you truly are? And what fear lies beneath that mask? Number two, how might transparency before God, before a friend, before your community set you free to live more honestly in the light of grace? And now our practical exercise. Today, take 10 minutes. 10 quiet minutes and pray Psalm 139 verse 23 to 24 aloud. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. See if there is any offensive way in me. Ask the Spirit to reveal one area of duplicity or self-deception in your life. Write it down privately. Confess it to God. And if necessary, to someone you trust. Truth telling is the first step to soul healing. Holy and gracious God, you see behind every mask we wear. Forgive us for the ways we have sought approval over authenticity, image over integrity. Teach us to walk in truth, to speak with honesty, and to live with undivided hearts. Purify your church, beginning with us. May our lives reflect not performance, but presence. The presence of Christ, who is truth himself. In his name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.